Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 1st. Today we're talking about eye for eye from Leviticus chapter 24 and 25. The closing chapters of Leviticus focus on the creation of a holy and just society. The laws regarding capital punishment, slavery, economic justice, and the Sabbath and Jubilee years must be viewed within that context. The Israelites had never had their own land or governing structures. Clan, family, and tribal ways re-ruled the Israelites until Sinai. Here's an outline of some of the features of Israel's theocracy. Property. God held title to the land and all it produced. The Israelites were sharecropping tenants to whom God had given 90% of the production to use for themselves. That's a pretty good deal for the tenants. Land could not be sold permanently. What was sold or purchased was the productive capacity of the land. At the Jubilee, all land reverted to its original tenants. Leviticus 25:23 forms the basis for many of Jesus' parables regarding tenants and stewards in the Gospels. Secondly, labor. You must not rule over your fellow Israelites ruthlessly is the basis of regulations regarding workers, slaves, bondservants, aliens living in the land, and so on. These were essentially Israel's labor laws. In no case were the Israelites to oppress anyone, whether native-born or alien or temporary resident. That means, for instance, providing fair wages, reasonable work requirements, and a commitment to generosity toward those dependent on others for their livelihood or who might be less fortunate. Third, the Levites and priests had a special place of honor and a larger share of the national income than the average Israelite. They had the most difficult and demanding work in the society. They answered directly to God for the performance of their duties. They were to teach, to lead in worship, to act as public health officials, to respond as judges in disputes and criminal matters, basically to shepherd the entire nation in its adventures with God Most High. God made himself the inheritance of Levi. This was a great deal for the Levites. Fourth, capital. No one was to get rich on the backs of others by charging usurious interest rates. In fact, the Israelites could not charge any interest on loans to their fellow Jews, only to foreigners. The principle is interesting. God planned for wealth creation to happen on the basis of solid work, frugality, and wise investment, not ripping people off. Truly, our $600 billion gambling industry is a house of cards that cannot continue for a long term. Fifth, criminal law. All criminal acts begin in the heart and are a repudiation of God, as illustrated in the story of the man who blasphemed God in the hearing of the community. It became necessary for the holy people to stone to death an unholy man in their midst. Such a community-wide act of punishment would have a long-range and long-term impact. Only a few of these stories are recorded in the Old Testament. Putting someone to death by stoning, when the one doing the stoning might have said or done similar things in other circumstances, is a heavy, heavy burden. As for the eye for eye, tooth for tooth, keep this in mind. All matters of revenge for wrongs suffered prior to this time were governed by tribal, clan, family rules of honor and shame. God was lifting the right of revenge out of the hands of the individual and his clan and placing it in the hands of the priests and judges to determine on the basis of revealed law. God was shaping his people to be a nation ruled by truth and righteousness, to be principled in their social dealings, and to cope rightly with those who break faith with the community's norms. We moderns are so accustomed to living by the rule of law that we forget what a radical advance in religious, social, and political justice these laws represent. No other nation on earth at that time had any laws of such depth or rigor as Israel was receiving. The point for today is a reminder that we must be people ruled by truth and committed to justice for everyone. We may then discover the truth of Leviticus 25:18. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.